This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop. Hey, what's that
sound? Who is really running the foreign policy of this country?
So, Gordon Chang, well, let's talk about the rhetoric as well toward China from President Trump, the way he's sort of, you know, since that meeting, it seems to me, with President Xi at Mar-a-Lago, he has heaped praise on the Chinese president, changed his tone completely, obviously, from the campaign. Is that sort of relationship between President Trump and President Xi having an impact here, or will it have an impact on the relationship with North Korea?
I think it will have an impact, but what also had an impact was Trump authorizing the missile strike on Syria, a Chinese friend, when Xi Jinping was right next to him. And I think that that stunned the Chinese. I can't prove it, but I think that what happened is that it intimidated the Chinese. They went over and told the North Koreans, don't conduct your sixth nuclear test. And that's the thing that hasn't happened in all of this. Yes, there have been tests of short-range and intermediate-range ballistic missiles, but they haven't set off a nuke. And that's what we're really concerned about. So here what we have with Trump and Xi Jinping, as well as Trump and Duterte and Trump in Singapore and Trump in Thailand, is a real attempt of coalition building. And of course, we need to do that. And we need, of course, coalition building with our ally, South Korea. So all of these things have to be done in a coordinated fashion. And I think that Trump was talking really just off the range in that Reuters interview on Thursday when he mentioned THAAD and the free trade agreement. I think that he will decide not to pursue that while we're also trying to build coalition with other partners in the region.
All right, Gordon Chang, always appreciate your insights on this area. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Gordon Chang on the Syrian missile strike. You know, and all this makes sense. I mean, you know, I know some people, it's kind of interesting, Scott, you know, when they ask some of these questions about what Trump's going to do and, you know, they want to know all the details. Well, you can't necessarily fill in all the details. And I like the idea that Trump's not willing to go out there and, you know, as opposed to the previous administration where everything was laid out. Oh, we're going to leave. This is on the table. This is not on the table. You know, getting into too much of the minutia that was so unnecessary and I thought quite revealing, you know, to the opposition in this particular case. You know, as Herb London was saying earlier, you know, Trump is perceived as being a bit of a cowboy, which is, I guess, okay, especially in international circles when you're dealing with people as unstable as the menace of North Korea here. You should keep them on the toes and keep them wondering, okay, what is it going to do? And they keep pushing to figure out, okay, is there, you know, is there going to be an exposure on policy here? But meanwhile, you've got all these, people who, you know, are offering their two cents, but look at, you know, they're not at the helm. They're not the president of the United States. I feel a lot of comfort, you know, again, as we discussed with, you know, with Dr. Herb London earlier, with the people that are behind the president, you know, from Tillerson to, McMaster's to Mad Dog Mattis. They seem to really have a handle on this, and you know that it's all very measured, and you know trying to do the right thing, trying to build a coalition to get pressure on North Korea if that's possible. It seems to me that they're going to be as ornery as they can because they're used to living in depravity. You know, so what if they don't have some money? You know, a little bit of money for a while, they figure, hey, they'll sit this out. They've suffered before. You know, the people aren't eating anyway, so. You know, when you're not used to having food, what's the difference that you have less food, right? So, you know, these are all part of the dynamics that are that we're dealing with here, is you just don't know to what extent North Korea is willing to go, although you just know, you just keep pushing further and further, and they're still, you know, they're still on board, you know, okay, so you've turned some coal shipments, you know, back to Korea. That means they're not going to get some money. So it doesn't seem like that bothered them much, although I'm sure in the closed channel conversation between, you know, the Korean and China, although China's ambassador did say something a bit telling. And as one pundit has said, that maybe he should be talking with President Xi because what he was saying was not consistent with what President Xi had said after the summit at Mar-a-Lago. Again, we'll keep a tab on things. I appreciate you staying with us. Let us know your thoughts at hashtag BML Talk. I'm Bill Martinez, 5 after the top of the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is the mission, to get back on track. 6 out of 10 still say we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, now what are we going to do about it? And I think that, you know, as we shared earlier with you, I got to hand it to Richard Dreyfuss and his initiative that he's put out there. We've got to get back to the basics. This is our map. Our roadmap is our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the preamble, as he says. Hey, look, it just go ahead and support and sign. Go to their website and sign the Dreyfuss Initiative there, and you can read about it by going to the DreyfussInitiative.org. Sign the preamble and demonstrate that we need to get our country back on track, and as he says, to teach our kids how to run our country before they're called upon to run our country. If we don't, someone else will run our country. Boy, I'll tell you, those words are pretty profound, and I'm glad to hear it from an opposing side, because if we're going to get this country back on track, we need to get everybody on board to that end. Lou Eller is with us, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies, with offices in the Sacramento area, out of Roseville in Washington, D.C. NTLC works with the White House, members of Congress, legislators in states across the nation, and grassroots organizations to limit state and federal spending through legal restrictions and constitutional change. I met Lou, I think, about 25 years ago. And when I first came in contact and subsequently interviewed him when I was working at a station in Los Angeles. And it's good to be connecting with him once again. Lou is absolutely brilliant. He has been a fighter for conservatives and a fighter for we the people. And you, Lou, I really appreciate you being on with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, Bill, it is a pleasure to once again join you, and you've laid the groundwork perfectly in terms of the challenge facing us and our young people to restore integrity to the the economy of America.
Exactly. Well, we have to know what is the foundation of it all, and apart from our Constitution, which the ruling elites out of the Beltway are happy that we be disconnected from that founding document, because they can have their way with us, and to the point that we're $20 trillion in debt, our tax system is so confusing and debilitating, and offers very little incentive for business and jobs, and then we wonder why America finds itself in the position that it is today.
You bet. Now, we've just faced the worst recovery from a recession since the Great Depression. And Milton Friedman, our old friend who worked with us with Ronald Reagan, was the one who, probably the greatest economist of the 20th century, who noted that regularly the way in which recovery has occurred is that the worse the recession, the more rapid and expansive the recovery. And that has not happened this time because Obama chose the Keynesian approach of government involvement instead of tax rate reduction and growing the economy. Mm-hmm. So that's our challenge now, and that's what this tax plan of Trump and the Ryan Brady plan brings to the table, is the opportunity for maximizing economic growth.
Lou, why can't we just bury once and for all this old Keynesian theory? I mean, there's no empirical evidence to support that it works. It was a disaster for the last 8 years. It's like, I don't want to hear about it anymore. I mean, it's typical of this administration. I mean, there was a lot of theory. I mean, you got somebody out of the faculty lounge who sat around with a bunch of other faculty members saying, hey, what if, and wouldn't this be a cool idea? And nobody said, well, that's an idiotic idea. There's no empirical evidence to back up that statement. But, you know, meanwhile, we have these people that come in and they, based on theory, decided to reinvent the wheel, right?
Right. You know, it appears that over the years, progressives, the left liberals, who are really creating problems on the street now, have no understanding of human incentives. And if you reduce taxes, people work harder. If you give things away, like food stamps and social welfare, without requiring work, people will take it and not work. Our workforce is reduced. So what we have to do is restore common sense human incentives to the process. And that's fortunately what this project and program is doing.
Right.
We have the worst corporate tax rate in the world among the industrialized nations. So we're going to bring that down from 35% to 15% and do the same with unincorporated small businesses. So there are some 26 million of those, bring those rates down to the same for a pass-through on the business taxes. And that will, as we saw dramatically in the Kennedy era and the Reagan era, induce economic growth from this low 1% point that we're at now to 4, 5, even 6%.
Yes.
And the difference between those growth rates in terms of the size of the economy and the wealth of each individual is dramatic.
Right.
If we can reach 4% plus, we will double the size of our economy in 17 years and continue to multiply it at that kind of rate if we keep this kind of incentive program going.
Well, and that is the word, incentive. We have disincentivized all the right behavior. People will do that which they get rewarded for. I mean, business decided to leave America because it wasn't being rewarded to stay here in this country anymore. And I'm glad to hear you say 15%. I know that's what Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Gary Cohn have said is 15%. And I hope that's a non-negotiable figure for all the right reasons, Lou, only from a standpoint that I know Ryan had said 20%. But 20% doesn't really make it such a discernible difference for business to want to come home, does it?
Well, you're absolutely right, and I had the pleasure of being in Washington in the presence of and in engaging in discussions on this with Secretary Mnuchin and with Cohen last Thursday. And we had some of the leading taxpayer organization leaders grouped there in the White House to talk about this. And I threw out that the key thing we have to do, our responsibility in terms of selling the idea of tax rate reduction for corporations, is to overcome the left's inevitable claim that we're just toadies of Wall Street, this is a giveaway to Wall Street, etc. And I threw out to the secretary that recent studies have demonstrated that out of every corporate tax dollar paid, up to 90 cents of each of those dollars comes out of the hides of workers in the form of fewer jobs and lower wages. And he responded saying, I thought that was closer to 70 cents, but let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. And so we're engaging now in looking at the very best studies worldwide in terms of that impact. And we know it's so substantial on workers. So we're really helping the workers of America with this corporate tax reform.
Well, Lou, I think the challenge that conservatives have and Steve Mnuchin have in selling this program is marrying up the symbiotic, the essential symbiotic relationship between the wealthy, the job creators, and the working class, that it goes hand in glove. But the Democrats have bifurcated it. They've divided it because of the old axiom, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. And it's all a political deal. But we need to deal with reality here, is that you need the job creators involved in the program here, don't you?
Absolutely. And in addition to the corporate
We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Okay.
Stay okay. With us.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Lou Euler is with us, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies, with offices in the Sacramento area and Washington, D.C. as well. He is a co-author with Eric Erickson of the book Red State Uprising, How to Take Back America. He also wrote the book Setting Limits, Constitutional Control of Government. Lou, with you just coming back from D.C. and meeting with Steve Mnuchin and with Gary Cohn, what I appreciated that they did, and I know the media is going sideways over this, is that they do not understand the difference between a vision and legislation. The questions they asked, which were driving me nuts, was about the details, but that is not the president's job, is to produce legislation. His is to cast the vision, and I believe that what he cast for America was pretty exciting, you know, for businesses that have been operating overseas that would love to be operating back in America. The trillions of dollars that have been sitting there offshore, there might be a pathway in which to repatriate those dollars. A reform tax, probably the biggest tax reform that we've ever had in the history, in the modern history of this country. You know, this is pretty ambitious and pretty exciting. But, you know, generally, I mean, here's the vision. Here's where we want to go. Now, how we're going to get there, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to rely on Congress and the Senate to make it happen, right?
We are, but one of the things we talked about in Washington and with Paul Ryan on Friday in Washington is the creation of a what I call a cheering section of knowledgeable conservative Republicans and Trump supporters who understand the details of this program and can be helping us with their friends and neighbors. This is where we failed, I think, on the repeal and replace Obamacare. We're finally coming back on that, but we ought to start in our tax program with educating people. And see, that's what you're doing right now. You're enabling me through your program and your listenership to help identify why this is so important for people. We get three brackets with smaller tax bracket. We can get this into a postcard size return for most people. We double the family exemption. We kill the death tax, the hated death tax that is harming our, it's over 100 years old. These are all the key elements. And as you say, we can bring home nearly $3 trillion that is sitting offshore because it's subject to double taxation, was earned overseas, foreign taxes paid on it, but it was it's sitting offshore. If we have a low tax rate, maybe of 10%, which is being proposed, we bring home nearly $3 trillion that can begin the seeding of our infrastructure reform in America. So the pluses from this program are incredible.
Exactly. Lou, is there an opportunity? One of the things I've been asking for a number of years here, and that is for there to be a better definition of the size of government that we should have. I mean, based on the money that we generate through taxes, how big should the government be? That has been left undefined.
You are so insightful because that is the key thing that has emerged over the last 20 years that Ronald Reagan understood intuitively. And we call it the right size of government. And there's a body of study. Scully and other economists have established that worldwide that says that when government exceeds 18% to 20% of GDP of a nation, it has gone beyond the growth maximizing level for that nation. And that should be our objective, is to try and restore total, I'm not just talking federal, state and local, and the regulatory burden, et cetera, is over 40% in America now. We have to bring it down to under 20%, and that should be one of our key objectives of proper tax reform.
Well, Lou, and in this, I mean, you know, the Democrats quickly say, well, you do all these cuts, where are you going to get this money? Well, we've got increase in GDP, which will offset some of that. And of course, for some reason, I don't understand why the government refuses to consider that calculus right now in the debate, but they do. The other thing is that it has not been mentioned from Gary Cohn or Steve Mnuchin or even Paul Ryan, and that is the exceeding waste of our government. Donald Trump brought this up, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that there were 17, 18 agencies with duplicative job assignments and no leader, nobody watching it. I mean, this is a recipe for waste and abuse.
Sure. One of the other things on the agenda to soon be considered is a major change in safety net spending. And that would be to move it out of Washington, as we did in 1996, the welfare reform,
right,
from Washington to the states with finite block grants and a work requirement, a quid pro quo. If somebody wants something from the government, they need to appear and be able to work and take a job. And that's going to be an absolute key part. We can cut the support payments for these various welfare programs in half, I'm sure, as we did with welfare reform in 96 once that was implemented.
Well, when we have a businessman in the White House that talks about return on investment, it's like, look, it's not just entitlements that's just a handout. I mean, that we're just giving out money and not expecting any kind of return. It's, okay, this is an investment. What are we, you know, there needs to be a paradigm shift within the government that says, look, this is the people's money. What is the return on investment, whether it's welfare or other any other heretofore entitlement program? You know, on behalf of the people, this is their money, and as stewards, they need to make sure that there's a proper return. Because, you know, what's the worst thing here, Lou? I mean, we're putting people back to work. They're going to be happier in being productive. This is all part of the endemic human experience. If you take their productivity away from them and leave them entitled, then, you know, what are we doing? We've dumbed them down. We've dehumanized them. We've taken away their spirit in this process. This is what entitlements have done, but people need to understand this is not a bad thing, but it's actually a better thing for them to be productive.
Absolutely. And one of the things that is little understood is how the giveaway of this past administration has lured so many people out of the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's through unemployment insurance that has been extended beyond the lack of a work requirement linked to food stamps, reducing the requirements for permanent disability. We've lured millions of people out of the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
We need those people back into the workforce,
exactly,
in America in order to create the base that we need for rapid expansion.
Well, we have millions of people also, Lou, that the government is not addressing, that for the sake of survival, in a sense, part of them are double dipping. They're off the, you know, they're working off or under the table. So all that, you talk about money being repatriated from off the shoreline. We have money here domestically that needs to be repatriated in the form of people, you know, getting a W-2 that are going through the system and they are contributing properly. And I understand in part. I mean, I have compassion when you get to that point in your life where you're just trying to survive and you're saying, look, I got to make $3,000 a month to keep my family together, and they're going to do it which way they can. And what's happened over the last decade at least, well, you know, you go back to even what Dave Stockman said to me a couple of months ago, Lou, when he said, we haven't had one net breadwinning job in America since the year 2000. That's a disaster. And so people, as a result, are trying to survive. So I understand that. But the deal is, those monies have to be repatriated as well, don't they?
Absolutely. And if people want more information, they can come to our website, limittaxes.org, and we will appreciate helping as we create the cheering section for this kind,
exactly,
of reform.
Well, great job, Lou Euler. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Take care.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. Boy, I really appreciate you joining in on the forces here to make something happen in a big way to get this country back on track. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, previous interviews. Even if you miss some and you say, hey, look, I want to hear the rest of that interview you had with Lou Euler, by all means, go. It's right there. It'll be later on this afternoon. It'll be posted up. And you can download it at your convenience and share it with your friends because this is what is needed right now is we need an activated citizenry to get behind the forces here that are starting to generate. They're starting to bubble. I'm encouraged here in my travels across the country and talking with different people. Yes, they've had it, and they want to do something about it. Okay, so enough of that, and it's time to let's talk a little theology here, one of my favorite topics as well. And we're honored to have Timothy Smith with us. Timothy is the author of the book, The Chamberlain Key, Unlocking the God Code to Reveal Divine Messages Hidden in the Bible. Tim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Okay. We're talking the Chamberlain Key. How does it differ? I mean, people have heard about the Bible code. And I think this is good that people are interested in understanding the Bible. Now, and I think there's different approaches here. Some people say, well, I'd really like to understand the Bible more, but they're not reading it anymore. You know, it's like, well, if you want to understand it, you've got to get familiar with it. And really do some research, as the Bible says at times, as you read, particularly in the book of Psalms, there's what they call these Selah moments. It's a Selah, S-E-L-A-H. And that is a time to pause. It's like a kind of a sign, an indicator there that something significant, was just exchanged here. And you need to ponder on that moment. And I would say when it comes to the Bible, you could probably, at the front of your Bible and throughout, you could write Selah, because there are many pause moments that come in understanding the Bible.
Right. I mean, you know, I think people need to remember that these, you know, and this, the Chamberlain key is about a, you know, a, just a groundbreaking discovery and a very well-vetted discovery. I think the difference between what we're talking about here and some of the other things that have been published about codes in the Bible or something like that is the other publications were nearly entirely unvetted. They were rushed to publication. You know, writers were jumping on a kind of a phenomenon that was coming out in the late 1990s about some research that Israeli mathematicians and scientists were doing, and they had detected patterns in the Book of Genesis, in the oldest Hebrew manuscripts of the Book of Genesis. So these are texts. This is the Bible. This was the Bible that Jesus and his apostles, you know, had. These were the books, the Torah and the prophets and the writings. And so these manuscripts and the texts of these manuscripts are believed to have been written probably around 1000 BC. And this is where we've made this discovery. The Chamberlain key, this is 20 years of research, and before publication, this book was vetted, as you can see, on the cover. The foreword was written by Eugene Ulrich, the most prominent biblical scholar in the world, the chief translator of the biblical text, the Dead Sea Scrolls. And the reason he wrote that foreword is to assure people that whatever you want to interpret from this, what we have discovered was there before the time of Christ. And as we go on, you'll understand how important that is, because the information that we have decrypted in the most pristine section of the Book of Genesis, scholars know which sections of these, of the Torah, let's say, let's just talk about the Book of Genesis, they know which sections are letter perfect from the earliest manuscripts, because there's no variation. So this thing that we've discovered exists in every Torah scroll that's sitting in every Torah ark and every synagogue in the world. It's in the Aleppo Codex manuscript, which is one of the oldest. It certainly was there before the Israeli government confiscated the Torah section from that. And it's in the oldest complete manuscript, which is the Leningrad Codex. It's 1,000 years old, and it's the original is sitting in the National Russian Library at St. Petersburg. And that's where I made the original discovery. What is there is absolutely unquestionable, compacted information using encryption methods which have been known in the ancient world, talked about by Torah scholars in the Middle Ages extensively, and very similar to what we use for data compaction and computer encryption today, which makes sense. If these original writings that Moses put down were literally the perfect words of God, you would expect them to be more multidimensional, like everything else God creates, than just sort of flat one-dimensional narrative literature the way people would write. And so there's no surprise that these encryptions very much resemble, the encoding methods very much resemble DNA coding. And it's not an overly difficult book for people to read. Then there's the backstory, which is how I came to it, which most people really get intrigued with. Right.
I want to hear the backstory, but my jaw is still in the awe position right now when you tell me that you have agreement on the pristine presentation of the Word of God. I mean, if that doesn't reinforce the divinity and the hand of God on His Word, I don't know what does that you would have, you know, I mean, we're talking thousands of years involved here.
Right.
And you come back and you say, this is absolutely, I mean, you know, this is pristine.
Right.
That, to me, is amazing.
Right. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the entire Old Testament in Hebrew, scholars agree that every single letter of it is, you know, sequenced in its exact right position. The interesting thing about this is that in the sections, and again, this changes nothing about the way you would read the Bible, even in English translation. The translations are good. They've been, you know, done by, you know, great translators. And so, and interesting, too, is that the encrypted information does not compromise in any way theologically or thematically anything you would see. In fact, the encryptions are inlaid and encrypted in sections of the text, and they synchronize with those sections. They open up more information about what's being said in the overtext. And
well,
so,
I can't wait to get into more of that. But, you know, as we lay the foundation here, Tim, and for our audience, I want them to understand you alluded to this, but I want to give you a chance to tell your story and how you connected with this Chamberlain key.
Right. So this began for me with a mystery concerning my mother's ancestry. I grew up believing they were Italian. They came over between World War One and World War Two, and there were some funny things about the family stories. And so when I was my background is in ancient studies, genealogy. I'm an antiquities restorer and appraiser, and I've had a business, been in that business for 35 years. My family's been in that business for generations. And so I wanted to know who my mother's family really was, and went to the National Archives, dug it all up, and it turns out they were Sephardic Jewish. Well, that got me going, and one
you
thing
and me,
led...
you and me both. I mean, we're almost like the DNA commercial here, you know? Hey,
okay.
I thought it was part of the Del Vecchio family. We were Italians, then we find out we're something else. And so,
and eventually you spit in the tube. You know, to double check things, you spit in the tube, do the DNA, and then boy, it really opens up from there.
Well, I want to hear more about this on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Timothy Smith is with us. We're talking the Chamberlain key, and we're going to get into some fascinating stuff in this final segment right here. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate grad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Timothy Smith is our guest, author of The Chamberlain Key, Unlocking the God Code to Reveal Divine Messages Hidden in the Bible. Timothy, before the break, we were coming up against a hard break there, so we cut you a little bit short, but I wanted you to finish your story about the revelation as you were searching about your family.
I learned about my mother's ancestry, that they were really Sephardic Jewish, and there also were some other mysteries, and I had learned that they had been passing down or had been keeping a secret for really centuries, and that was the original kind of key that I used. I had, so I was starting out with some very intriguing information, and frankly, I also started to have some, you know, very unusual, you know, spiritual experiences. And so all this was happening to me, and this is, of course, narrated in the book. And when a facsimile edition of the oldest complete manuscript of the Hebrew Old Testament, the Leningrad Codex, was finally published and made available to the public, a quality one, it was in 1998, and I got a hold of it, and I knew exactly what, because of these things that were passed down in my family, I knew exactly where to look in that text to find this connection to me and my family, and it was in the Genesis 30, 20 through 23, and that's the section begins with the very beginning of the house of Israel, where Leah is rejoicing because she has six sons and a daughter, and right at that moment, my father had six sons and a daughter, and right at that moment, my daughter was born. I had six sons and a daughter. The text was talking about a family that just had six sons and a daughter, and because of experiences I had, I knew that was where to look. And in that, it's only three verses, in that section was an absolutely impossible equidistant, nine-letter equidistant encryption It happened to be my name. I was only looking for that because I knew that's what I was supposed to look for. My name in Hebrew is very long. Timotheus takes 9 letters to spell in Hebrew, and it appeared there at a perfect equidistant skit. Now, this is a methodology known to Torah scholars, mentioned in the Middle Ages, that information, keys to information, were encrypted beginning with equidistant letter skip. And so I knew exactly what to look for. And the odds of it being there, exactly what was specified, are there. This is why people in the defense intelligence have gotten involved, and others, cryptologists, because they know perfectly well that is kind of thing is intentional. They can do the numbers, and they know that that had to be intentional. I had a perfect a priori condition for checking there, which gave them the ability to actually do the statistical analytics, and then one thing led to another. This information that was there opened up information in those 3 verses, and the first information was there was detailed information about the virgin birth, the life, the trial, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, in perfect detail. It also then had information concerning exact locations, you know, longitude and latitude locations on the earth where things were supposed to be hidden related to this. We went to these locations and have uncovered for the first time in history artifacts and other things that were hidden in those locations. Particularly, this was in southern Spain, and those are pictured. I'm not a grave robber. Some people think in the antique business you're, you know, treasure hunters and grave robbers. Well, we sort of are, but so high-resolution photographs of these things were taken. Those are published in the book. And then that led to other locations. We had to get permission from the Spanish royal family to go into those locations. More artifacts and information was uncovered. And, of course, that's what's led to, you know, I think there'll be a press release soon about a history documentary that's being produced by Jupiter Entertainment, where they're going to follow me and a team of specialists around the world. And we're batting 1,000 every time we go to a place that's identified. We uncover new stuff.
Now, when was this taking place? What, 20 years ago?
Ago is just when I made the discovery of the first key code. So that was just that. And so for then, we've just been pouring into it, you know, since that time. So the discoveries in southern Spain, these locations and these artifacts were discovered just as the book was going to final, you know, final line edits. Oh, and so we were able to get some of that information in, but, you know, I encourage people to go to the website. We're not really holding back for a second book. We're going to feed this to the public and open it up for everybody in real time. That's ChamberlainKey.com. You can go there. Also, other scholars and graduate students are, you know, thousands of people have already read the book. Mm-hmm. And so they're starting to pour in, you know, offering other articles, which are being published on the website. The website's become a portal for everybody who's, this has become a really team effort.
Well, I bet.
You know, I've given lectures to, groups of scientists. I was just at a lecture with NASA astrophysicists. Here, close to us is the Wallops Space Center. So we have a lot of those people around here. And, you know, everybody wants to get involved, you know, in all kinds of specialties, and have offered, you know, in their wheelhouse to help us out in their own specialty.
Exactly. Well, Tim, you know, some people would have turned this into an infomercial and send me $100 and do it this way, you know, kind of deal. But for you to say, look, this is an all-out effort to, you know, lay this out and let other people, you know, get involved, utilizing their gifts and their specialties in order to, reveal this code, this Chamberlain key, and the encryption. And this has got to be incredible. I mean, for you, I wish I'd have been there with you when you took a look at those 3 verses of Genesis and the light went on. I mean, what an epiphany moment. But that's almost like an understatement to call it an epiphany.
Yeah, I was overwhelmed. I mean, and I didn't. This is why I had to reach out to people. The first The first person I exposed this to was the Dean of Engineering at Princeton University. Mm. And I needed help. I knew I kind of was kind of in over my head. You know, I'm not a cryptologist. Mm. My background is in, you know, ancient comparative studies and antiquities. And so I had a pretty good wheelhouse for understanding the context and the history, you know, behind it. I knew that it was a known, you know, technique, but I knew I needed help. So I've just been reaching out ever since that point. And that's when, you know, big things have started to happen. This is not something to kind of keep to yourself and Bogart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
You know, so
why encryption? Why did God encrypt these messages in the Bible?
Yeah, that's an easy thing to answer. It's the same way he seems to do everything. If you think of life itself, so if this was done and created by God, okay, think of the other, you know, if you just think of life, human life particularly, we're coded, we're encrypted. Our DNA code is an encryption code containing compacted information and, you know, codes on top of codes to communicate the information of life. And so this obviously is the way he does things. There should be no surprise to this. You know, the... if these were literally the words of God, you know, received by Moses on Mount Sinai, you know, or at some point, they should reflect the same elegant beauty and sophistication as everything else he does. So there's no, this is really the way, intuitively, I think people understand that this makes sense.
Mm. Well, and I know that even Jesus said, look, at you know, search and you'll find, knock and the door, you know, will be answered.
Absolutely.
So there is a call to action by people who understand spiritual things that there is, I guess, in a sense, an obligation. If they really want to know, they've got to invest some time. They've got to look into this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really, you know, good point. It's never, you know, you think of Jesus speaking to his disciples. He would say things that were very loaded, statements that were just loaded, and they didn't have a difficult time understanding them. And he was encouraging them to, pursue. Some people were shy about asking questions or about questioning things. You know, we talk about the doubting Thomas. You know, he wanted more, he needed more, and he was not, chastised for that. For wanting, you know, to know more. And so it does become a personal search for each of us, and things tend to be revealed to us and opened up to us as we knock, you know, as we search. And I've been banging on the door for, for many, many years. I certainly was motivated to understand, and, but then at a certain point, it's not about me at all. You know, this is, you know, the information there is obviously for everybody. I think people always ask me why, you know, why me, you know, that kind of thing. And I just think it's because I would recognize it because, yes, I was just in a, I had a background and an inclination, to that I would recognize it. But after that, I'm just sort of hoisting up the banner, you know, on top of the flagpole for everyone else to look at.
And I think part of that too, Tim, is that, you don't seem to have a lot of ego in this. Like you said, you got to that point, you realized you were over your head. You,
oh, my gosh,
help,
yes.
Right? And
yeah,
so that's, and maybe part of it is, too, is like, I'm on hallowed ground here. I mean, there is something hugely significant,
exactly,
right?
For 3,000 years, people have considered these the word of God. My philosophy is a self-taught man is a fool for a teacher.
Wow.
You know, if you think you're going to teach yourself everything, you have to reach out. And exactly. So many things have been published,
Well, Tim, you and I could be talking for the rest of the day here.
Yeah.
I am so fascinated by what you have here with the Chamberlain Key. We're going to direct everybody. Go to the website, chamberlainkey.com. Timothy Smith has been our guest. Tim, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't believe much of alcohol. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers.